there. Welcome to Songs from the Surface of the Earth. I'm going to be talking about my music here. Usually when I play gigs, I probably spend about half the time talking and I'm able to kind of tell bits and pieces about the stories surrounding my songs. Most of my songs are kind of, I guess, autobiographical, you know, little moments in my life. Yeah, so this will be a place to kind of extend on that. And I guess I don't usually talk about musical influences very much or where the musical ideas came from when I was like writing the song. So I guess maybe I'll talk about a kind of songwriting process a little bit as well. But how I'll begin, I think, for the first five episodes is I recorded an EP recently with my friend Byron. And so it's five of kind of my favorite songs. The EP is called 20,000 Leagues Under the Bed. So I think what I'll do is I'll tell you a little bit about the story of the first song, which is called Slow Motion Diving. I guess I'll tell you the story that I usually tell when I'm about to play the song, and then I'll play the song, let the song roll that's on the EP. Yeah, then I'll go a little bit more into it. So this song, it's a true story. So this happened in Carrington, which is a suburb of Newcastle. If you're randomly listening to this and you're not from Newcastle, hi. Carrington's a really strange little suburb that's it's kind of on this strange peninsula. Apparently it was originally a swamp, and the peninsula was built up from ballast from the coal ships, so rocks and stuff out of ships coming from China and all over the world kind of built up this peninsula, and then they built houses on it. But this story, that's got nothing to do with the song. I was living with my ex-partner Camilla at the time. She had this really beautiful teapot collection, and she was just kind of finishing, like, drying one of them and put it into the shelf, closed the cupboard door, and all of the, like, she kind of stepped away, and then all of the teapots just came, like, spewing out of the cupboard and smashed all over the ground. The shelf had fallen down, and they were kind of really important sentimental objects. One of them was one that her parents had given her when she moved out of home, and I think there could have been a grandma teapot in there and that sort of thing. We had this really shitty landlord at the time that couldn't build or fix anything, and so we kind of blamed it on him. But you'll hear in the little chorus part that I'm trying to convince Camilla not to cry and to see the funny side of it, but she's not so into it. And I really like the beginning intro that goes, it's too late for slow motion diving, because I pictured us kind of diving in and, you know, like in the cartoons, and like catching all of the cups and plates in a big kind of leaning pile. Anyway, I'll stop talking and let you have a listen, and I will talk to you again very soon.
It's too late for slow motion diving, or to catch everything with cat-like cartoon reflexes. Crash, we turn around, teapots fall into the ground. Crash, crash, I told you to laugh and you cry. The day the teapots die. Thank you. spinning lids in the wreckage. Hubcaps flung from a Hollywood car explosion. What did that clay mean to you? Symbolic like seashells in your pocket. Crash, we turn around, teapots fall into the ground. Crash, crash, I told you to laugh and you cried. The day the teapots died. Motion diving. Yeah, it's too late for slow motion diving.
Well, I don't think I'll talk too much more about this song, just mainly because the rainbow lorikeets seem to be going totally crazy. But I think I'll just briefly point at a little lyrical moment in the second verse, maybe two, that I really like. So I think one of the bits that I really like is kind of, I love Terry Pratchett, and when it refers in there to, what does it say, spinning lids in the wreckage like hubcaps flung from a Hollywood car explosion, Terry Pratchett always says that any, like, crash that there is, there'll always be just one wheel left spinning slowly on the ground afterwards. The way that his world works, the disc world, is it's, there's this force called narrativium that makes things happen the way that they do in stories. Like, for instance, a one in a million chance is you're way more likely to succeed at doing that than, you know, a one in 100 chance. Because one in a million chances happen all the time in stories. And the other thing, there's a line in there, what did that claim mean to you? Symbolic, like seashells in your pocket. That's referring to my friend Ben had kind of reached the end of like a long-term relationship in quite a hard way, and he went for a swim at the beach and kind of like sat down on the sand in the water, and he had these seashells in his pocket and they like cut his butt and like they were presents that they'd been in the shorts. They were like something that his ex-girlfriend had given him, and they, I guess they, for him at that moment, they were symbolic of what that entire relationship had been like, this sweet gift that had then become something sharp. And I guess just that painful and slightly embarrassing reminder of that relationship. Anyway, I'm going to leave you for now. I hope you've enjoyed this completely unedited lo-fi podcast with rainbow lorikeets in the background. I will see you again next time on Songs from the Surface of the Earth.